Tonight, on the eve of an historic negotiation, a revealing new look at how the war is hitting Americans' wallets. Gas prices in March skyrocketing 21%, the largest one-month spike on record. And that fueled a surge in the inflation rate to 3.3%, the biggest jump in nearly 4 years. All as oil prices remain high, with traffic through the Strait of Hormuz at a standstill. Just two ships pass through the strait today. The president calling the regime's control of the strait, quote, short-term extortion.
We're going to open up the Gulf with them, with or without them, but that'll be open. We're going to be, or the strait as they call it, and I think it's going to go pretty quickly. And if it doesn't, we'll be able to finish it off.
It all comes as the fragile ceasefire in the Middle East appears to be largely holding, with no U.S. or Iranian strikes reported today. But one potential stumbling block is Lebanon, where Israeli strikes against Iran-backed Hezbollah continue, with more than 1,900 people killed since early March. Iran's parliamentary speaker, expected to be a key negotiator in peace talks set to begin tomorrow in Pakistan, writing that a ceasefire in Lebanon had been, quote, mutually agreed upon and must be implemented before the talks can begin. The White House denies that Lebanon is included in the current ceasefire. But President Trump told NBC News Thursday that he had spoken to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and expected the Israelis to, quote, low-key it in Lebanon.